It's been so long. I don't know how to start this.
Oh, what flower of Scotland, when will we see beard and tie again?
You know, that actually makes perfect. I think that works perfectly.
As a start? Great.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Let's do it then.
Okay, well, we're started already.
I know, let's...
So this is our show. Hi,
hey,
Jason.
Rook. Hey, Jason, and...
No. And Stu.
And
yeah, Stu. Of course, Stu. Stu's listening.
Hey, Stu. Hey, everyone. Hey, Kenya. Welcome back to Beard and Tie.
And you're forgetting Andrew Scott.
And Andrew Scott. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Hamilton.
Okay. Hello, everybody in Libya. We've sorry to keep you waiting. So, you're listening to Beard and Tie. This is the long-awaited return. This is episode 17 of Beer and Tie. This is the real episode 17. A couple months ago, we tried recording an episode that was horrible.
It's called The Lost Episode, and no one will ever listen to it.
Yes, because it was so bad.
It's the Star Wars Christmas special of Beer and Tie.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Nintendo and like their failures, and it was just terrible. Was not funny. 100% my fault. I could not make it interesting at all.
You know what? It's all in the past.
Mm-hmm. So now we're back in full force. Sega just released some new images of Knuckles the Echidna. And
LOL.
They did all the work for us. It looks... it is fucking retarded.
It's like bandages and scarves are the new belts and zippers, I think. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, like, I was looking at that. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's like, what's it called? It's like Sonic Boom, isn't it?
Yeah, Sonic Boom. It's like Guile from fucking Street Fighter.
It's no, is it? It's called Sonic Boom, though.
It is, man.
Okay, so look up the promo image for Sonic Boom. Like, it has Knuckles, Tails, Sonic, and Amy. It's a new art style, and, you know, Sonic, Amy, Tails look pretty normal, but Knuckles is just fucking 2 feet taller than everybody, and he has this huge chest. It looks so stupid.
You know, Sonic's legs have always been a bit longer than they should be since the Genesis days, but as our good friend Brandon Smoke pointed out, this is the first time Sonic's arms have been blue, actually, instead of whatever they had in peach before, I guess.
Oh, I don't have the image up. I think I should look it up.
You should.
And Tails was wearing his headphones, but they were not...
Yeah, which he always had.
But he wasn't covering his ears with them. That's the problem.
You know, it's like Digimon with the goggles. You just don't wear those goggles, right?
They actually wore it in one episode.
You've got an excellent memory.
No, I did. Well, no. Like, I've talked about this before. Like, I went back when I was older to watch Digimon. Terrible show. I don't know why we all loved it. There were just so many... so many problems with that show.
Seasons 1 and 2 are great, man.
No, they were great at the time, but...
Don't do this to me.
No, when you go back and look at them... When you're an older man with cognitive abilities, like that dub is so fucked up.
Really?
Like, I don't even know how they were able to get away with half the things they did with that.
I'm curious now. I'm gonna check that out.
It's
you know
Netflix.
What else was good at the time? Fucking The Dark Knight Rises. Now it's like the worst film I've ever seen.
I know. I tried telling you that.
You tried telling me that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, we're going to have to get podcast footage of that. You telling me that.
Okay. I can't provide you footage for that. But
that's okay.
I remember not liking... I did not like Dark Knight Rises when I saw it just for that whole...
If I take the mask off, will you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy, says Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. Jesus, man, it gets worse every time I watch it.
I know. And it's just like, here you go, Detective Blake. Oh, that's not my real name. It's Robin.
Someone get this hot shot out of here, man.
I'm just like, come on, Joseph. Like, it's just something like, come on, Chris. Like, I know you want to throw everybody a bone and say, like, oh, this is, like, continuation. He's Robin, but, like... Robin is not actually named Robin in that show or that comic book. I've been on this all the time. It's Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Damian Wayne or...
First name Bat, last name Man. It's just not done. It's an alias.
Man Bat.
We gotta stop talking about Batman. We gotta talk about the video and all that. Yeah, no one cares about movies.
But first, just want to say, go back and watch first season of Digimon. It's so strangely put together. Like, there's an actual shot where one of the characters isn't voiced by the proper voice actor.
Jeez.
Like, he speaks. I can't remember who it was, but he speaks, and he has a voice of a different character. And nobody fixed it. They just let it in and threw it out there and said, let's see what happens.
No, the kids won't notice.
My funniest moment as a dub,
you remember Yu-Gi-Oh, right?
Yes.
You remember Joey Wheeler?
Yep.
My funniest thing was watching Pokemon just recently, and fucking Machop is voiced by Joey Wheeler. Machop! Oh my god, it's the worst thing,
that's
man.
That's awesome. English dubs are so stupid. They're so bad.
I saw Spirited Away in the theater the other day, actually. It was part of their... They do something called Ghibli Sundays, or probably Ghibli, I don't know, man, I'm not Japanese. But the point is, everyone was bringing their kids and shit, right? And then no one was told it was a Japanese version.
So everybody was reading the dialogue?
Subtitles. So the kids hated it for like the first 10 minutes, but then, you know, it's a classic. You can't hate it forever. But it was weird seeing it in Japanese and like the timing of things. And yeah, it was interesting though.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's strange though, because I was actually talking to somebody who set me straight the other day, because I said that Princess Mononoke has a terrible English dub. And he said that Studio Ghibli is the one anime company that actually tries to make a good English dub. And I guess that's just because it has all this backing from Disney.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I will agree that most of their dubs are pretty good, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really like Princess Mononoke's dub, and that's big problem is the Billy Bob Thornton's character.
Well, let's face it. It's no Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, is it?
I've never watched it.
What? You watched the English dub of that, didn't you?
No.
You never saw that movie?
For the 3 years that we lived together, I've never watched that movie.
We own two versions, man. Advent Children and Advent Children Complete. I can't believe that. You like Final Fantasy.
I know.
It's just like Final Fantasy 13. That was like your favorite game.
No.
Hey, did you see that video they posted, the retrospective? It was like
it was like a retelling, but in Final Fantasy VI graphics.
Yeah, and that's nice, too, because that way you don't have to play those fucking shit games if Lightning Returns isn't being good.
I know. Yeah, I actually saw that, and I went to post it on Facebook, tag you in it, and only to find out that you've already posted it.
Remember, we're ahead of you guys. Time difference and all that.
Oh, yeah, that makes no difference whatsoever.
5 hours. Five hours.
Yeah, but it's still released on the same time.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
You time mage.
So how about that Lucario, man? I wanted Mewtwo in Smash Bros.
I thought Mewtwo was the worst character in Melee.
Yeah, but he's not. Pichu is. But he deserves to be in more than Lucario, man. He's a legendary Pokemon. Lucario's just, you know.
I know. Like, I understand, like, Mewtwo has this bigger, like, is more important to Pokemon than Lucario. But
exactly.
Lucario is a
I know. People love him. He's used in tournaments, yada, yada, yada.
But he's such a good character in the game.
I'm just happy to see Dedede back.
Day.
Hey, that's another thing, too. Sonic, right? Sonic's in Smash Bros. But he doesn't look like shit yet. You think they'll change it now that we have the new character design?
No. They're not going to change... They're not going to, like...
Sonic Boom? Alternate costume?
That's another thing. Do you think... I remember when we first started doing this little show and we were talking about, like, who's gonna be in this Smash Bros. Games? I'm still waiting for, like, Simon Belmont or... Leon Kennedy to be in it.
Yeah, you see they're releasing a new HD version of RE4.
Mm-hmm.
Super HD. It looks like shit. It really looks terrible.
Yeah, but the first HD RE4 was not even HD.
Yeah, man. It's still a great game, but the GameCube version looks the fucking best of all of them. It's ridiculous, man.
That's weird. That would actually that reminds me. I was talking to one of my coworkers here. Get this. For his Resident Evil, he has only played 4, 5, and 6 of Resident mm-hmm. Evil. He thinks that 6 is the best game.
No, 6 was terrible, man. Like, the only good part about it was Leon's campaign.
Yeah, I know. I saw you play that, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. But, yeah, Chris's was like Call of Duty, except unplayable, and Jake's was just, you know, not very exciting.
Mm-hmm. That poor series.
That being said, when I shaved my head that one time, I really did feel like Jake Mueller.
I have no idea. Oh, from the other guy that was in, like, the Nemesis sections?
No. The guy from RE6, Baldy, Wesker's son.
Ooh, I don't know anything about Resident Evil. I only know Revelations and 4.
Yes, you love that game, man.
Yeah, man, I was thinking about this after you said it to me 5 seconds ago. But it might be one of my favorite 3DS games.
I wouldn't blame you, man. It's like, you know, a classic console RE4 experience. And it's on... Hey, did you ever get the HD thing for the PS3 or whatnot?
HD Revelations?
Yeah, the port.
No, but I have the demo on my Wii U because...
Oh, you have a Wii U? I forgot about that. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, man. 6 games.
Well, you know, I already sealed my fate that I'm not getting a Wii U till Smash Bros. Comes out, because I managed to pick up Human Revolution, the director's cut, for only $13 on the PS Store. $13, man.
Damn! And you're in the UK, too.
I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah.
It's something about region locking.
Oh, better fucking not, man. Or else I'll just have my PS3 shipped over.
PS3s don't region lock.
Hopefully not, man. Hopefully not.
Nope.
Bought it off some guy on Craigslist. He's like, here, man, I'll give you my PS3 Slim, 320 gigs. I'll give you FIFA 11 and Tiger Woods 10 or whatever for £110. I'm like, I don't like sports games. Let's just call it 100 and keep the games. So what did he do?
Excuse me, sir. No sports games for me.
So he brings it over. He says £100. And he says, you know what? These games are shit. Keep them anyway.
Now that's great.
A proud FIFA player, man.
That's pretty... I'm surprised it weighs 100 pounds. That seems a little bit heavy for a PlayStation 3 and a couple of games.
Well, remember, they use British metal, right?
Oh, true. Okay. All right. No, but seriously, what's the ratio? What's the pounds to dollar?
Well, back then, it was about... A pound is about 167 Canadian. Now it's bullshit. It's like 189. Just because the Canadian collar is tanking so much.
So, and by back then, you mean 2 months ago.
Maybe 3. I forget when I got it now. But, not a good time to pay tuition, for example, with the Canadian dollar. Mm. But it does mean that all the money I'm making at my job is worth even more back home. It's just like 20 cheeseburgers, man.
Your job, we just barely scratched the surface. You were telling me about this before we started, and I told you to save it, because I think that this is awesome, what you're doing.
In Grand Gareth Stirrup tradition of being a custodian, I work at a place, something of a Victorian funhouse, if you will.
Yes.
Called Camera Obscura. It has nothing to do with movies, I apologize. Basically, it's optical illusions from both Victorian times and now. And I shit you not, the biggest part of my job isn't cleaning toilets, which is actually the easiest part of my job. The biggest part of my job is spending an hour and a half in a mirror maze with neon lights, polishing the shit out of it with isopropyl alcohol. And it was just the saddest thing. Like, you know the Count of Monte Cristo, when he's like, I've counted all the bricks, there's 11,000. And then the old guy says, yes, but have you named them? And he starts crying. This fucking girl says, the other day, Andrew, I closed my eyes, and I thought, could I draw a map of the mirror maze from memory? And you know what? I got it right. I know exactly how many mirrors there are in that maze. Like, shit.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
It's going to be, like, next week. Yeah. It's a really cool place. Just, you know, it's, I'm just a janitor.
I can't wait until you become the Scooby-Doo villain there. and Mystery Inc. comes by with their giant dog, and you're haunting the place. Because this does seem like it's a super villain origin story.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm in there alone, too, so who knows what stuff I'm hatching up, right?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, and the guy that was working there, he's been learning Japanese via podcast as he works every night. So I'm thinking about plugging in a few French ones, maybe doing that.
No, oh, that's good. Damn. Do you listen to any podcasts while you're working?
I am thinking about starting to. You can only listen to, you know, Pink Floyd so many times, right?
Hmm.
So I'm thinking about this, you know, you're a podcast guy. You could recommend me a few, I'm sure.
Do you like PlayStation?
It's all right, I guess.
Do you like Nintendo?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd suggest Podcast Beyond and Nintendo Voice Chat.
What about the comedy button, man?
Yeah, comedy button.
Do Are that. They still going?
Still go. What
about
else?
Oreo Oration? Are they still going? Ooh,
yeah, he's still. He just released a new video. He's testing out lemon wedge Oreos.
You know what? I always had a really weird place for them in my heart. Lemon wedge Oreos. I've had them before.
Not bad. I just want to throw up with the thought of that.
Oh man, my friend David went back to Montreal for a 2-week period. Came back with the premium PC maple syrup, baby. Because the only maple syrup you can buy here is like a fistful for £20 or some shit. So he brought it back.
And it's like shitty Aunt Jemima type stuff, right?
No, man, they say it's like real Canadian. That's no, the stuff I got though is President's Choice. All right, 100%. So I didn't really care for syrup back home, but I've been putting it on like my fucking chicken nuggets and shit, my rice. I just put it on everything. It tastes so good. I didn't know how much I like syrup until I couldn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. It always happens. Like, in the words of Joni Mitchell, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Thanks, Joni. Thank you.
Why do you think people listen to this show?
Do you think people actually listen to this show?
Well, you know, Jason, Patrick...
Oh, hey, Patrick.
Everybody we talked
Congratulations
about.
Congratulations on Noah. Hey, shout out to Patrick Cederberg. His film Noah is doing incredibly well right now.
Yes.
What did you just get into anyway? Some festival, some Canadian one.
I don't know, but it was at TIFF.
Yeah.
They showed it at TIFF. Guy.
He's so fucking good at making movies.
And to think we were at that premiere.
To think. To think we were in that movie, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If for those of you who don't know, which is probably nobody because...
No everybody one else listens to this, yeah.
Everybody who listens to this already knows this. That in this film, Noah, that Patrick Cederberg and Walter Woodman made, it's all told through Facebook, and and there's this one shot where you can actually see our little Facebook
logo.
Our logo on Facebook. So it's pretty cool.
You know that stupid Facebook video thing that you're doing right now to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Facebook or something like that?
No, I haven't done that.
I just did mine, and like my first posts are all like fucking either the Shinra Electric Power Company or yes. All your base are belong to us. And it's just like, wow, that was me. Yep. That is me.
And do you go to the moon from Majora's Mask with the awesome face?
Oh, I don't think that made it to the video, man. I'm
I always
sorry.
Appreciated that
Never
photo.
Forget. Yours would definitely have HD 1080 on it. I still think that's the greatest cover photo I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody appreciates it.
You know just what? You. It's like, you're like Galileo, man. You're getting, you know, crucified right now, but in 20 years' time, you'll be remembered as a god.
Yeah, when I'm...
That's not
when
quite
I'm,
the Galileo story, is it? That's Jesus. Never mind.
When I'm dead and crucified, come back to life as a zombie.
Do you think anyone in, like, some crazy Christian part of the Middle East chooses to, like, get crucified?
What?
Instead of, like, getting cremated, you know what I mean?
No.
Just wondering, man. I've heard about these people. Anyway. Oh, speaking of those people, I guess.
What do you mean, those people?
Only we can call them those people. Did you check out that sweet Bill Nye versus Ken Ham debate?
I did not. You know, because I've been going on Imgur, and everybody's posting the bullshit
man, like
from that.
3 hours long. It's pretty good, though.
It's kind of like... I'm kind of getting tired of it because, like, they're ruining everything and saying... And, like, I know Ken Ham is a crazy asshole.
Oh, I don't know if he's a crazy asshole. I would just say he's a little bit misguided. He certainly has his heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
It was stupid, you know? It was supposed to be just, like, a civilized debate between two people, but then it turned into this huge atheism versus Christianity
thing,
and it's, like, a million people watching it.
That's why I don't really want to watch it, because, like... Going on Imgur and going on Reddit, it's kind of ruining it with turning it into like this.
I know.
They're a bunch of monkeys flinging poo all over the place, and I just didn't want anything to do
That's
with
why
it.
I stayed off of those sites, man. I just watched the debate for what it was, which was a civilized thing between two people, you know. And it wasn't Christianity versus atheism, because, you know, plenty of Christians believe in evolution. Yeah. And
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I kind of do want to watch it just because I want Ken Ham's full side of the story, because everybody's obviously going with Bill Nye. I really do want to see what he has to say about it, because everybody is obviously just taking out the snippets where he's acting as...
I know, they made him sound like an idiot, but he actually wasn't even that bad, man. He didn't have any, like, good points, but he did have a lot of good questions, I guess, if that makes sense. Hmm. Like, he couldn't disprove anything Bill Nye was saying, but he's had to, like, call it into question. Anyway, it was worth seeing if you got 3 hours to kill.
Okay, I probably don't, but okay.
This isn't what our podcast is about, though. I know. What movies have you seen lately, Gareth?
I saw Nebraska.
How was it?
It was so good. It's very slow.
All right.
Very slow building. But it's great. It's hilarious. I love Alexander Payne's films, and this was great.
This was the most painful, yeah.
Didn't like it as much as I liked Descendants or Sideways.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's up there.
It was all black and white, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Cool, it has, man. Will Forte and Bob Odenkirk.
Classic actors, mm-hmm. Bob and Will, yeah.
Yeah, but it's great because, like, June Squibb, who's nominated for Best Supporting Actress, she's this old lady in the film, and she's just dirty. It's awful, everything that she's saying, but it's so funny. Oh, man, it's great. And I also saw Her.
Oh, don't tell me too much about it. I'm seeing it on Valentine's Day, I think.
Okay, you'll love it because it is beautiful.
But you know, I'm just talking about
the set design and the art art direction in it.
I love near future movies, man. I love that mm-hmm. sort of unknown period of anything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and this was one of the best looking future movies that I have ever seen.
Oh, baby, here we go, Gattaca mm-hmm. again. That's awesome, man. Great. Cannot wait. Don't like Spike Jonze, but the premise is too good to pass up.
Why don't you like Spike Jonze?
You know,
oh, that's right. You didn't like Adaptation or John Malkovich.
It's okay. Malkovich didn't really do it for me. I like his music video, obviously, for The Suburbs. Anyway,
Maybe
I do like Spike Jonze.
Classic Spike Jonze. If you like The Suburbs, you will like this movie.
I saw a few things recently. I saw The Railway Man, which maybe you didn't see. Get Over There Yet, with Colin Firth and that other woman. I saw...
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's great in Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay, Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I saw... Oh, I saw Inside Llewelyn Davis.
Yeah, still have to see that one.
Okay, I won't say anything about it other than it's not The Big Lebowski and nothing ever will be. And I don't know why I keep going to Coen Brothers movies hoping that
it'll be. They make other movies.
Yeah, you know what? None of them are good enough for me, all right?
What about A Serious Man?
See, fuck, everyone always uses that in their fucking defense. I've not seen it, all right? Get off my back. I'll see it this weekend.
You just call Jackson to come to Scotland and watch Serious Man with him.
It was always going to be our thing. Jackson and I were always going to watch it together, and it never happened. He broke my heart, man.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you're not with me, you're my enemy. So I'm just quoting Star Wars now.
Star Wars.
I can't wait for the episode 7.
Can you really, though?
I can wait, yeah.
Because it's J.J. Abrams.
Hey, nothing wrong with him, man. Just because he messed up the Star Trek sequel. That was Damon Lindelof's fault anyway.
And I guess he was out of Lost when you started...
Speaking of their finishing things, we never finished Lost. I'm half tempted just to tell you to tell me the ending, but I figure I should probably finish it.
Just watch it. It's on Netflix.
I'm like 10 episodes away or some shit like that. It was weird.
We were like 3 episodes away from the end of season 5.
Yeah, or something.
But I remember the last time we watched Lost together, as soon as the credits hit, you're like, I hate this show.
Well, I do, man. I really don't like it. Oh, speaking of Kurt Russell, though, do you see him at the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl. It was Chinese New Year.
Cool, man. Oh, speaking of nothing, Grammys, man. Daft Punk swept it. Were you as excited as I was?
Ooh, yeah, that was a great performance. Like, I don't really like the Grammys that much.
Yeah.
But I watched all the performances afterwards. And Daft Punk really was rocking out hard.
Man, who would think to mix Another Star with Get Lucky, but it works so well. I really wish there was a studio recording of that. It was awesome, man. And they deserved all the Emmys they got. Man, that was a fucking perfect album. I'm still listening to it.
Your favorite album of the...
past 10 years, I'm throwing it out there, man. Better than Arcade Fire.
Paper Bag Records versus David Bowie?
That was actually really awesome, man.
Yes.
I can't believe it was all available for free.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, I'm so glad that my favorite band got to play my favorite David Bowie song. That would be real Alberta advantage playing Starman.
Of course. Alberta. So good.
But then Elliot Brood came in and ruined everything.
Hey, he tried his best, man. His mother loves him.
It's actually three guys.
I don't know music, Gareth. I don't know film, and I don't even know film.
You might actually like Elliot Brood. They perform wearing nice shirts and vests and ties.
Hey, man, a movie can be good enough to look at without anything else, but not music.
Mm. So what else? Okay, let's talk games. We haven't talked games in forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Game, so man. Tell me, give me your five games of 2013, because we need to do that.
Oh, man, I remember, it was so long ago, 2013.
Don't make me do it for you.
I never played the new COD.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah, I liked that game a lot, but it was still shit, you know? I just liked it because it was Star Wars and it was free.
Yeah, you got to be a nerf herder, you?
I wasn't a nerf herder, man. You can't use that word. Jesus, what came out last year, man? You want to give me a little memory boost?
Fire Emblem?
Yeah, I was playing that yesterday, man. I don't know why. I'm just getting back into it. It was really fun.
Probably because it was the best game.
It's really great. Like, I just married two people, and their kid popped up on the map. It's really cool.
Yeah, that was, like, I was shocked once you started doing that, because it's like they successfully mixed, like, dating sim with turn-based strategy, and it worked.
And the coolest thing is, like, there's, like, a million, obviously, like, combinations of parent and child and whatever, and it all works. Like, their conversations, like, God knows how much writing had to go into that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so impressive.
Like, I was actually, like, more into, like, doing all the outside story missions.
Yeah.
And just so I can get them to get their conversations or what is it? It's like that little heart that appears on the
Yeah, the support.
I was reading them all online,
but fuck that, you know, you gotta earn that.
That was incredible.
I will say, though, man, I shouldn't have been such a badass, and I'm playing in, you know, traditional mode or whatever, so every time someone dies, I have to fucking reset the game.
I know, I actually let one person die.
Who was it?
Long Q?
Oh, fuck that guy, yeah. Long Q.
No,
apostrophe.
Wait.
Long apostrophe Q, yeah, that's what it is, right?
No, it wasn't Long Q. Long Q.
Don't tell me it was Donald. Donald's the best guy in the game.
It wasn't Long Q. No, it was Long Q. Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. So, remember how I said that your team was destroying me, right?
Yes.
I was finally able to beat it.
Thank you.
No worries,
Who
man.
Who would have realized that I was the better?
Well, it's just like this Street Pass has been sitting on my DS probably since like September or something, you know? I just have never played Fire Emblem since then.
That's true.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, here's what best game of the year. Gone Home.
Is that one of them indie games?
It is an indie game made by five people. Head of the project was actually a guy that worked on BioShock and BioShock Infinite.
Okay, so he's doing all right.
And this game is completely unrelated from BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so...
Dishonored of its generation.
No, not really. Sorry, I had a sneeze coming and I thought that it was about to, but nothing happened.
Just look at the sun. It's so sunny where you live.
No, we had a snow day on Wednesday. It was the best. I wore jeans with my nice shirts.
I'm rocking t-shirts out here, man. Come over to Scotland. It's great.
Yeah, you're so lucky. But anyway, Gone Home. Indie game. First person adventure.
Oh, no. It's like Metroid Prime.
Exactly. There's everything you love about Metroid Prime. There's nowhere to be found in Gone Home.
So what's the premise, man? What's the story?
So you play as a girl that comes back home to your family's new house after being gone for studying abroad in Europe for a year, much like you. So this could actually be, you could very probably really relate to this character.
I can't wait.
But so you play this girl, like she's never been to this house before because her family moved while she was away.
Yeah.
And when you get there, nobody's home. It's all dark, like the it's a dark and stormy night. So you're just walking through the house and like picking up letters and all these other items and trying to like piece together what happened to your like what's been happening to your family in this year that you were away.
Okay.
And it's the bigger story is like what has been happening to your younger sister. In the game, like that's the focus, but it also like goes on like what's been happening to your mom and dad and your great uncle and grandpa. And I'm not going to say anything else because like it's such a story driven game that you need to, like, I know you're reaching for Wikipedia.
No,
don't like read if you ever intend on playing this. Like don't read up on anything about it.
So much does this cost? Like $5-$10?
Oh
no.
This is the problem, though, and I didn't even get to play it until like the Steam Winter Sale.
Oh, no.
I spent $5.
Huh?
The sale was 75% off.
If I do the math, that means $20.
That's a $20 bill.
Or like £5, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it on Mac then?
Yes.
Oh, Mac. Cool.
My computer barely run it. I had to do everything on low res and have a crazy delay.
Yeah.
But
so it's game of the year for you, eh?
It's game of the year for me. No question.
You know, my game of the year is Skyrim. I got it working on my Mac. It's working so well.
No way.
Yeah, that I post like pictures of my journey on Facebook and that's all on my Mac. Some nerds in the Pirate Bay all fixed it up, I think.
Cool. No, that's interesting. I never thought your Mac would be powerful enough to run it. But if it can run Skyrim, then it can run Gone Home for sure.
Okay, because no, this thing's like 4 years old now, so yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it can run Skyrim just as good as my PS3 can. I never would have equated them as having equal power.
Well, PS3 could barely run Skyrim. I talked about this in the past. I'm not going to go in it anymore.
You get the Elder Scrolls Online, because I don't want to pay every month, you know, but it looks like a good game. The bees! Yeah, I would wait for it to become free to play, obviously, but it still looks like it'd be fun.
The good news is, if you buy it on a PlayStation 4 or Xbox One or PS3 or whatever, you don't need your Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus subscription to play it online.
Well, you don't need a PS Plus to play online anyway.
PS4 you do.
Oh no!
Have I not told you about this?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, Gareth?
You need PlayStation Plus to play online.
Oh man. That is mind-blowing. I'm so out of it, man. That's ridiculous.
I know.
How much does the PS Plus thing cost?
$50 a year.
Oh.
But, like, keep in mind, though, like, last month, they were giving away Bioshock Infinite and DMC Devil May Cry for free.
Yeah, so, great classics, right?
Yeah. Bioshock, right. Well, yeah, from the makers of Enslaved: Odyssey to the West, the best game of 2011.
2010. Fucking 2010.
It was 2010.
No, I'm saying there's got to be better games at 2010 than that.
But you can't. About... Okay, fine. New Vegas.
There we go.
Yeah,
there you are.
So, anyway, Kaisar's Legion. Gone Home is pretty cool.
Can't wait to try it out, man. I'll wait for a Steam sale.
Also, Game of the Year, Mark II, Rogue Legacy.
Why is that like a Star Wars thing?
It's not a Star Wars thing. Star Wars Rogue Legacy. But it's good. It's like a dungeon crawling platformer Castlevania type game. 16 bits. All 16 of them. You go through, you level up, you die, and then you come back as the character's son, and you keep going. It's cool.
Jolly good.
It is.
Has the most recent Prof Layton game come out with you guys yet, or is that only over here?
That's only for you guys. We're getting it at the end of the month.
Ah, good, good. I haven't played it yet, but I'll be playing it soon.
we get, because your 3DS is in region locked. Where your 3DS is.
Well, as long as I buy it off the eShop, I'm fine. I can't buy any games over here physically. But for example, when came out recently that I bought?
Legend of Zelda?
No, it wasn't that.
Pokemon?
Yeah, it was that. What a great game.
I know. Actually, I started getting more into it lately.
Into it? Didn't you already beat it?
No, I'm only have the third badge.
Oh my god.
Hear me out, Andrew.
I'm hearing.
Remember after you get the time between getting the first badge and getting the second badge is insanely long?
Yeah, that means it's a good game.
No, that means that I have all this stuff to do and I got bored because Lumiose City is the most broken piece of ass in a third-person game ever. And you hate that music.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's not broken, man. You just gotta turn on the power.
His camera just goes everywhere and just flying like it's...
Look at this guy. Oh, I just want to have my handheld bring me back, you know, Super Mario Bros. Side-scrolling. It's a great game, man. When do you think there'll be the next Pokemon Stadium?
I expect it to be out at least announced by the next two or three Nintendo Directs.
You own a Wii U.
Yes.
Does the Wii U have any cross functionality with a 3DS?
Only with one game, and that's Monster Hunter 3.
Ultimate. Fair enough. Yeah. Those are good games.
And I don't even think that they're going to be doing cross play between.
Oh yeah, the Smash Bros. They're gonna have a little bit of fun stuff.
I don't think that they are.
No, Sakurai was saying something about like customization of your characters, and you can go between the Wii and the 3DS and like work on them that way, etc., etc., etc.
I have no idea.
He was saying some bullshit about it. Yeah,
I don't really trust Nintendo with.
Hey, it's not Nintendo you have to trust, man. It's Team Sora and the fuckers from Tekken. What's Namco doing on this game anyway?
They're probably building a fighting engine for it.
You know what? I would have said I prefer Capcom, but look at the shit they've been putting out. So I guess I'm okay with Namcom touching it.
Okay. That sounds good.
So the question, which Tekken character is going to make it. But anyway.
Anyway, I've been getting more into Pokemon because I just got my third badge.
Which
damn, it's good.
It is.
It's good. I sweeped. Okay, here's a crazy fucked up thing. I sweeped through the entire third gym with a Ninjask.
How do you get a Ninjask?
I evolved a Ninkata.
I didn't know you get Ninkata.
You can get a Ninkata.
Yeah, Ninjask is a top tier, bruh. It's not.
Is it actually? I thought it was just top tier for using Baton Pass.
Yeah, it's literally all it's good for.
But
man, I'll tell you what, it's fucking Uber, man. That Blaziken, did you get it?
No, because I wasn't into Pokemon when I first started playing it.
That Torchic is bullshit, man. It's untouchable. It's like Ninjask with the good stats.
Can't you just put a Pelostorm out there and destroy it?
No, I don't even use it, man, because I just feel cheap when I do. I stopped using it after the second gym, because it's just ridiculously overpowered. But yeah, I can see why you like Speed Boost then with Ninjask.
Yeah, because I was like just... I was destroying all those... That whole gym, like aerial ace. It was, and I actually made sure to get my Shedinja too.
Good man, good, so, great ball and all that.
So that was.
I can't wait to fight you, man. I'm just sitting here with my. What do I got? I got a Volcarona, I think.
I'm not fighting you.
Shit, man. One sec. I gotta turn on my DS and see what Pokemon I got. One sec.
Okay, so while you're doing this, I guess I'll tell you what else I'm using. I got a chest pin, and that is now a, whatever that weird Pokemon tumbler.
Sorry, were you saying something? I had to take my headphones out.
My team is my chest pin second evolution, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I have the Honedge.
Honedge. Oh, the sword guy.
Yeah.
I never even came across one of those guys. It's ridiculous.
They're right outside the mint. Who cares? Just Bulbapedia. I have the I use the Snorlax quite a bit.
Oh yeah, he's good.
I have the Ninjask, Wartortle.
Wait, you have Wartortle? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot you get the starters in that.
And what else? I have like that sixth spot. It's just I'm jumping between like the Houndour and whatever else. And Mr. Mime, I think. I don't know.
Mr. Mime. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I needed that Psybeam for that gym.
I'll never understand why they didn't just make Mrs. Mime Jinx, you know, man? Like, how come Mr. Mimes is still female? It's bullshit.
It's because we were kids and we were expecting too much of a company that didn't care about that stuff.
I know. So here's my team, man. Dragalge, which I'm thinking about switching out because it's cool, but it's not that cool. I actually had to trade that off someone in Pokemon. No, I got it off the Global Trade Station, which is awesome.
What the fuck kind of Pokemon is that?
It's a poison dragon type. It looks like a rotten piece of kelp that's also a seahorse. It's great.
Oh, is that like that Binnacle or Binnacle guy?
No, it's Dragalge.
What the fuck is okay.
I'm assuming it's not Dragalge, because Dragalge makes more sense since it's a piece of algae. And okay. I got Jinx, which is, I fucking have always loved Jinx, so I'm really happy I get to use it.
Racist. And then
I like Jinx. I got Beedrill, which is great. I love using him too.
Poison Tyrantrum. Tyrantrum
is awesome, man. He's not only cool looking, he's got great stats. Tyrantrum. I got Durant, the metal ant, otherwise known as Marvel's Secret Avenger.
Uh-huh. True ant.
And I got Venusaur, and that's it. That's me.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Pretty well-rounded team, yeah. And I got a fedora.
This is weird, man. Because like I really wanted to do play through it using only the new Pokemon. But I can't find any good ones that I want to use.
That's why I think they knew that, and I'm really glad they only added 100. It's just like Gold and Silver. I think it's a very mature choice to only add 100 new Pokemon.
But then when I look at my team, it's like I'm only using like the Hone Edge.
That's cool though, man. It's a cool celebration of like a million generations, you know?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Oh, I also spent like an hour catching nothing but Eevees in that one spot.
Why?
Because, okay, hear me out. I wanted to catch a female Eevee.
Yeah.
Because I heard that there were no Dittos in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the female Eevee only come up like 12% of the time, and they only appear in this one spot and are very rare. So whenever I would run into an Eevee and it was male, I'd still catch it because I thought, well, if I run into like 8 Eevees before I run into a female, then that's still okay. Right? Know what I'm saying?
It reminds me of the days where I'd spend about 7 hours breeding 40 coffins until I got the right one. Sorry, coughing. Never forget. Pokebank's already out here, actually, in Europe.
Huh?
Pokebank, you know that thing that lets you transfer? Yeah,
that just came to North America.
Oh, I've got nothing over you now, then.
I gotta get my Celebi.
Cerebi.
Cerebi.net.
I'm so happy to have a Mew. Never use it, though. Anyway, I haven't caught the Mewtwo in this game either yet. I still have things to do. It's just a bit boring. You
know? I still don't know any. Again, like I went into this game, I didn't go onto Bulbapedia or anything. I just want to go through it and be surprised as I was when I was playing Gold and Silver.
I was hoping to do that for Smash Bros, but let's face it, I gotta find out who's gonna be in it. At least Marth and Dedede. That's all I really wanted, to be honest. Krong. Wouldn't mind Ness showing up. Jeez.
No, he's gonna show up.
Captain Falcon obviously has to, and Ganondorf. Come on, he's been there forever.
He hasn't been there forever.
Ganondorf.
Jigglypuff will be there.
Yeah, I guess. It would be cool to see Lucas, but I know Nintendo's stupid, so we probably won't be in it.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Pooh instead.
Hey, that would be fun of that, man.
What a weird name.
I'm sure it's Asian for something.
But you think that they could... Satoru could have, like, stopped that from coming in. I don't know.
You know, all I want is for Dedede to have the voice as he did in the Kirby Right Back At You cartoon, and for that voice to still be Masahiro Sakura.
That's not awesome. Gonna work.
It'd be great, man. Japanese man being a Texan. Oh,
That was another weird show.
Right Back At You.
I never really liked it because, like,
I liked
they clearly no, but I mean, like, I didn't really like the animation style because everything was clearly CG.
Yeah, that was great, though, man. Escargoon and Slugmar, whatever his name was.
I didn't
like that they changed the musical score, but that's a real nerd problem, isn't it?
Oh, are you... I have another Pokemon question. Have you tried that Wonder Trade yet?
Oh, so fun, yeah. It's great for trying the lottery in Lumio City as well.
I've tried it a couple, like, two times. One was kind of good and one was totally bad. Like, tell me, like, what was the best thing you got out of that?
Best thing I got was probably a Ditto, I think, yeah.
Ooh.
Which is kind of nice, yeah.
I only did it twice. First time I got, like, a level 5 Pansage.
All right.
It really put me off. And so I just traded that again for a level 1 Litwick.
That's cool. But, so man, you can't trade off the things you don't like because you got to keep the ID numbers for the lottery. That's the point of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. I've gotten, like, PP ups up my PP. It's great.
I hate you sometimes.
it's useful, man. You should do it.
Mm, yeah, I don't know. I'll probably jump around with it.
Good man.
Oh, shit. That's right. We're getting Bravely Default Flying Fairy
this weekend. Who cares?
I do. It's going to be like Final Fantasy V, the second best Final Fantasy.
Try the fifth best Final Fantasy.
No.
Come on, man. We got 7, 6, 9. I was going to say 2, but that's bullshit.
No, it goes 4, 5, and that's all that matters. Four, five. No, it goes Chrono Trigger, 4, and then 5.
What about Chrono Cross, man?
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Cross.
Chrono Trigger.
I really like Chrono Cross. No one else does.
I think people like it.
Here's a question, though.
I just haven't played it.
Chrono Trigger Original or Chrono Trigger DS?
Chrono Trigger DS.
Yeah, good man. You're a smart boy. I knew you were.
Yep. Of course I'm smart.
You have an undergraduate degree from Ryerson. Of course you're smart.
How dare you say that? I run a podcast seventeen times out of the year. And
you work at a school.
Yeah.
Of course you're smart. I work at a school too, man. I'm a studio assistant at the Edinburgh College of Art.
Oh,
I have
cool.
two jobs.
So what do you do for that one?
Yeah, it's,
the place?
I walk around and I peek my head and I say, hi there, or as I say in Scotland, hiya, do you need any help today? And they'll say no, and then I go home. It's great.
Oh, nice. Sometimes that's what happens to me.
Good man.
At this job, when someone's in the station, I go, hi, you all good? Fantastic.
Sounds like we have the same job, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, we're growing up. We become boring old men.
Boring old men running the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the Deus Ex. You don't like it.
I know. I much prefer Dishonored.
I cannot wait to try that out. I'm just waiting for it to be cheap on the PSN, and I'm just going to fucking blaze it down the download. Play
blaze
the
trail through that enough.
I'm going to say Gareth was right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But until then, I'll just be satisfied playing my director's cut. Oh, Thief looks good, though. Again, from our boys over in Montreal, Eidos. You seen the trailers for that?
I have not. I don't know I don't even know a single fucking thing about Thief. I just
it
know
looks
that it's
quite a bit
game.
Like Dishonored, but more like with the engine, I guess, of Human Revolution.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's not like science fiction or magic like Dishonored and Deus Ex.
There's like magic elements, I'd say. It's like, you know, an alternate history kind of thing, like Dishonored was.
Hmm.
I'd say they have a bit in common, other than the art style. Worth checking out, though, if you enjoyed that stealthiness.
Oh, shit. I forgot to tell you. I've started trying Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls. Souls? What about Dark Souls, man? Why do you fucking don't
Well, because I could... I found a copy of Demon's Souls for $7, so I thought, fuck it. I'll give it a shot.
Cool, man.
That's a cool game.
Yeah, I think it's generally well
fucking
received.
Terrible at it, but...
Yeah, that's the idea.
Five hours in, still on the first level.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the first level.
That was the game where I was like... last week, where I'm like, I am the most top 10 sick I've ever been. I'm just going to sit in bed and play Demon's Souls and see if I can try this. That's good. I'm probably not going to make it any farther than I actually have, but...
For $7, it's hard to go wrong. That's like 50 pence, man.
But it also makes me excited for Dark Souls, too. Even though I'm probably not going to play that and be horrible at it when I do.
Or, you know, maybe excited for Dark Souls 1?
No.
Okay. Don't want to push anything on you.
Dark Souls 2 is much more accessible.
Aye.
There's actually stories from that, From E3 this year, where they were talking about when they had like their Dark Souls 2 meeting with the press. It was like a, just like just a round table meeting that was off the cameras and shit. But yeah. The first thing the rep from Namco or from said was like, so with Dark Souls 2, we're going to be making the series more accessible for new players. And put your hands down, that does not mean we are making the game easier. So that's just something, that's something funny that I thought. People just praise the sun with that game. I don't know. Just
we'll
fucking
see.
Dark Souls, who cares?
Not me, man. I only care about Pokemon Red and Blue.
Ooh, yes.
On the 3DS. It's never happening.
Again, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was getting prepared.
Yeah.
I really do think that we are going to be seeing Pokemon Red and Blue on the 3DS eShop this year.
I think you're an idiot, man.
No,
it's not happening.
We are going to see it. Or at least it's going to be turned into like a 3D Classics. Like,
no.
they have to.
No, and Game Freak's like a separate thing, man.
And it's going to be able to act the hook up to the Pokemon Bank. We're going to have a Twin Needle in there.
And you know what? I think Cloud and Sephiroth are going to be in Smash Bros. And fucking Pac-Man is going to be in the new Tekken. Oh, wait. That already happened.
Oh, shit. That's another thing. So I finally started. Have you played around with Miiverse at all?
Is that even on the 3DS?
Yeah, it just came out like a month ago.
Oh, then no, I haven't. Is it fun?
But oh my god, what last weekend I hooked up my Wii U and to the internet. I was like, let's see what everybody's saying about this, and it is the worst. It's so bad. When you go in like the Smash Bros. Community, people are just yelling at who they want there in the game. So you're like, put the Powerpuff Girls in here, put Goku from Dragon Ball Z, but not Dragon Ball in there. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Fuck, man.
This is terrible. It's like the worst.
Oh, so how are you when you were that age, man? You're probably just as bad. You're saying probably put Ty from Digimon in there.
But I didn't fucking draw dicks all over Kirby and then post it to Nintendo Twitter.
What do you think happens if Kirby swallows a dick? They're just fucking continuing that grand tradition.
That's seriously what the people just draw dicks all over Kirby and then put them on Miiverse for everyone to see. And then they'll mark it as spoilers, so you have to actually actively go into that game.
Doesn't Nintendo have any administration of that? Like banning people like they usually fucking do?
They do, but if you like search by newest.
Search by dicks, yeah.
Yeah. So like if you catch something, because like it always brings up the newest first, so if you just scroll through that, you're going to see everything. But Miiverse is horrible.
Well, they already got rid of the Wi-Fi for Snapchat or Spot Pass, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
What is that thing called again?
It's called Swap Pass. Is it Swap Pass?
Swap Note. Yeah. Okay. Which is it's a shame because I enjoyed getting my Canadian mail from there.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just have to send me postcards.
Well, you could have had postcards of like.
Remember when Facebook had a draw thing on the wall? Didn't they used to have that?
I don't think they did.
Oh, maybe I'm just dreaming.
They
now.
Probably took that down when everybody kept drawing dicks on that.
I know. Fucking penises ruin everything. Fuck the patriarchy. I gotta go, man. I gotta go polish a mirror maze.
This is how we're gonna end the show?
Yelling,
I gotta go!
Although, I give a stark promise to my 3 viewers and Gareth's 5 viewers is that I will be back sooner than 3 months. We might even call it next week.
We will be back. We'll start doing this more and more often.
I will promise you, the viewers, that I will watch one movie and play one game that I have never played before or watched before, unrespectively.
I'm probably not going to be doing that. I'll probably just be scouring the internet for news.
Well, that's what you do, man. You do the news, and I'll do the booze. Yeah, I apologize for being the first sober beard and tie ever. My flatmate stole my beer. Won't happen again.
Yep, and because I'm on my lunch break at work, I am not drinking either. So this is Andrew's fault for being in a different time zone.
And having a job, right.
Yeah.
But I, alas, have a maze to polish, and the ghosts in that building have to haunt me. So
okay.
Thank you, my good co-host, for inviting me back into this lovely world.
Yes. You'll hear us again next week.
And we'll talk all about Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, we'll talk Pop-Tarts.
And Oreos.
And Shimmy Shams.
And Shiggity Schwaz.
Malamars.
Okay. It was a pleasure.
Okay, yeah, this has been great. Okay, we're just going to end it here. If you like the show, You can follow me on Twitter at Sergeant Sound Revolver. I'll write it out in the description.
Because there's a missing E in there somewhere, I know.
If you like us on Facebook, when we start doing this more continuously and we do it more and more, we'll be more and more involved on Facebook. So like us on Facebook, yell at us, give us suggestions for what you'd like to hear about the episode.
And questions, topics of discussion, yes, anything you like.
We always do that. We always like to talk about what you, the fans, give us. And we'll go with it, provided that we know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Even if we don't know, we'll still try to...
We'll fake it till we make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, this is Andrew Keith Alvarooks signing off.
Okay, bye!
Stay classy, San Diego.